coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your moving and shaking couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, June the
4th,
2018.
And this is episode 240. What's going on, everybody? How you doing today?
I usually have my date set up right there in the corner, but I have a YouTube screen, full screen. And so I
Are you still watching that YouTube video?
I'm not watching it. It's on pause.
But you have it on full screen.
So I can immediately start it back up.
What if you accidentally hit the space bar? Oh, it didn't do anything? Okay, good, 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 good. What's up, Shaz Nose? What's going on, everybody, in the Valentavern? I'm Jay. This is my lovely wife, Renee, who loves to give me a hard time, as I do give her a hard time as well.
We're the hard time couple.
Yeah, maybe, you know what? We're the hard time.
Too late. No, we
hard timing.
You already said it.
No, we hard timing
now. Already said it.
Well, I can stop the show and we can start over.
No. I'm not starting over.
Hard time.
You can start over. I'm not starting over.
All right. So who do we have with us today in the Valentavern?
Valentavern. Shazno is here. Hello, Shazno. And Hondo. Hondo. And J-Kai is here. An electrical skateboard, which is Shazno's significant other.
Boom.
Oh. You don't realize how awesome it is that I got that right. I'm just going to say that right here.
That means... for her to remember that that is Miss Shazno Strings, for you to remember that says a whole lot.
What does it say?
Because there are certain things that Renee is definitely going to remember. It is going to be pet names of owners that, like, she may not know the owner's name, but...
I remember the pet's name. Rather than the name, right?
I am Crazy Chicken. Sorry.
See? Now,
you're right.
Now I'm never gonna not think that electrical skateboard is Shazza's significant other. Because now I have it in my head that even though it's wrong, that's what I'm gonna be thinking.
Oh, okay. So electrical skateboard is a bot. Who comes with electrical skateboard?
Electrical skateboard's here often.
How did I make electrical skateboard?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Are you?
I don't know.
Are you in the thing? Yeah, you're Valentine Cast, right?
Yeah, I'm Valentine Cast.
Electrical skateboard is a normal.
So electrical skateboard is a bot.
It's a bot? It comes regularly.
It's in a lot of channels.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh. I felt special.
See, I used to go to show you.
It's a bot. What does it do?
Maybe we can get a cue in from Mr. Shazno.
Shazno, what does electrical do?
Say he's in a lot of electrical skateboards and a lot of channels.
That felt special.
No, don't be sorry. The more we know.
Yeah, more I know.
I mean, we used to have.
Chicken's going to be a little upset. Like, why do you think a bot is my.
Well, it was a catchy name. You remember her? You remember it was a catchy name.
It is a pretty. I mean, electrical skateboard is pretty. It sounds like a music band name.
Yeah.
Electrical skateboard. Like, anyway.
Okay.
But, all right, Crazy Chicken Shazno, Crazy Chicken. Crazy Chicken Shazno. Got it. So, welcome to another episode of Valentine Cast. Good to see everyone today. What are you drinking on, Jay? Go and tell people.
What am I drinking today?
Drinks, it looks like.
So, I went and saw Jodeci today, Mr. John Cecil. And he gave me him and Ray. They went to Bernheim from Forest.
Right.
And they did the Millennial Hike, which is a 13-mile hike on Saturday. And Bernheim, there's a whiskey that's a wheat whiskey by Heaven Hill. You know, I should have you hold it up because it always shows up backwards on my screen, which is called Bernheim. So that is named after, it's a wheat whiskey and it's made by Heaven Hill. It's showing up, babe. You good? And so after their 13-mile hike, they had, you know, just a sip of that because they were in Bernheim Forest. They did the millennial. That was his first time doing the millennial hike. And so the bottle he had was like the older bottle, okay? And Renee's Vanna Black, not Vanna White.
Boom.
Get it right, okay? and so I never had like the older one that he had. And it had like, this copper seal. It had like a fake copper seal on the front. And it was just the older one. So what I'm doing is that they're a small batch and I'm doing like a side by side with them. And then the one that I have not poured myself yet, and you can show this side off. That side, and the signature side. So this is the Four Roses that I helped the Bourbon Women's Society pick last year. This is one of the first ones I went and did a barrel pick on. So the brand ambassador signed it and said, for JJ, we picked this one together. Because he asked me, said, what do you mean put on here? I was like, I don't know, man. Just put something like, we picked this together. And he said, for JJ, we picked this one together. Cheers, Al Young.
That's pretty cool.
So I'm doing a side-by-side with the Bernheim. I have my my clear ice here. You know, I'm about to pour my bourbon in there from the Four Roses one and just let it do its thing while I'm trying not to Bernheim. So that's what I'm drinking tonight. So, what about you, babe? Are you sipping anything tonight?
I am drinking nothing tonight.
Nothing tonight?
No, I'm being sober tonight. Waiting for the girls to come ruin our night. I'm just waiting.
Right. So, Moo Hogan showed up.
What's going on, Moo Hogan? I can't believe I never really did that with him again.
Oh, really?
Hi, Moo Hogan.
Yeah. So,
you talk while I take care.
All right. So this week has been pretty good. We did some, I mowed the lawn. It rained. So when we did a show last week, it was raining. And then it rained Tuesday. It rained Wednesday. It rained almost Thursday. And then like Friday, I think I had to work. I'm pretty sure I had to work. Yeah, I think it was raining Friday, too. I didn't have to work. I had to work Saturday. So I didn't get to mow the lawn until, like, Saturday. And the way our house is, the sun comes up on the east. And the sun, when it comes up, is shooting through a lot of trees. So we have a lot of shade on the back of the house. And our front lawn doesn't get sun until later, you know, afternoon, you know, between 1 and 2. And just absolutely was just waiting for it to dry up so that I can mow the lawn. And I could not mow the lawn because it was just so wet. And it was kind of like, man, what is going on? And then I finally got the lawn mowed. I did almost 20,000 steps on Saturday.
You were complaining about it.
Well, it was hot. I mean, like, it was humid. It was hot. I had to get my big water jug and I had to like drink while I was doing it, because one of the things I'm finding out just with, you know, with the adjustment on my lap band, I can't let myself get thirsty, because if I get thirsty, I want to chug water and then that doesn't work out great.
Right.
So mowed the lawn with my new mower that I think I forgot to tell everyone about. I got rid of my electrical mower for this very reason, because the gas powered mower just seems to handle taller grass
right.
more than my electrical
one. It's like he backpedaled. It's like you just go with, I don't know. So what was your reason for getting the electric mower?
Well, the gas mower was messed up.
Right.
Okay.
So why not get another gas mower?
Because I did not want to get the same brand gas mower and get a cheap gas mower that's going to last only like 3 years.
So why didn't you get a better? Like, why didn't you get
that's
a good?
That's what I have now.
I'm saying, why didn't you get?
I thought I would be able to do fine with the research that I had done with the electrical mower.
Your research was flawed.
The research was not flawed. The electrical mower was fine. It was just when we went longer times because we've been taking more trips. It just took more effort with the electrical mower, and it took longer because I had to go slower when the grass was really tall. Right. And so I ended up getting the Honda mower with the Honda engine. That's really nice, and it has double blades, so mulching of it does great. I mean, I absolutely love it. So I have that now. So that's kind of why I got the gas mower. But yeah, so yeah, Hando said that I traded in my Tesla for a Mustang, and sure enough, that is what happened. And yeah, so that's what we got going. Okay, you can crack the door, Zoe. And oh, about last week, I went back and listened to last week's show, the audio version of it, and I want to apologize to you guys. There was a lot of unedited stuff at the very beginning, like when Renee was going off on the kids, that I wasn't expecting to be there. So yeah, it's kind of a heads up on that. So deeply apologize to our listeners for that. If you were not expecting like a minute and a half, maybe 2 minutes of us talking to the kids before the show started. So that did happen. All right. Then we also been playing some, the lawnmower. And the next thing I want to talk about while Renee's handling the girls is that I'm in season 4 of Lost now. In season 4. So this is kind of where they're doing like some alternate timeline stuff in season 4. That's kind of, you know, they're like extra jumping the shark. But no, go ahead.
I think this was the time when I got tired of watching it. I was just like, at this point, I slogged through it to get done, I think.
Well, I'm not slogging through it right now. I mean, I did tell you, I said I feel like they may have jumped the shark. But, I mean, there's a couple things where they just jumped the shark already. But nothing where it's kind of like, I think the thing for me is that I'm tired of everybody yelling at everyone, maybe, you know.
Yeah, there is a lot of yelling. But, yeah. I mean, if you're stuck on an island with some weird stuff going on, it's bound to be a guy yelling. So
I think I have less than 2 seasons left, so.
Are you enjoying it?
For the most part.
Okay.
I mean, something's cracking me up. You know, it's a good have on while you're playing.
I think they just pulled a lot of plot points out of their butt. I swear they did.
Oh, yeah.
I think they didn't know it was going to happen from week to week. They just said, how about we do this?
Right.
That's what happened. But, yeah.
I will tell you what I am enjoying. Most definitely.
What's that?
It's Civ 6.
Yes.
So,
I don't get to play that much.
I downloaded Civ 6 on the iPad, which was a port from the desktop game. And a lot of people may know or not know that Civ 4X games and I don't tend to get along because I'm thinking real-time strategy games where Civ 6, you know, you do your turn. And you wait a bit, you know, and you plan your stuff out, you know. And you would think that I would like that because I love board games.
Right.
Because
you take your turn.
Yeah, because Civ 6 is pretty much like a board game or Civilization. But every time that I came to Civilization, I did not think of it as like a board game in that sense. I was thinking real-time strategy. And then I would jack myself up. I was like, oh, this game's horrible. You know, I'm not going to play this. So I decided, got Civ 6 off of Green Man Gaming for like $23. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to give it another try. So I gave it a try. And I watched some videos that went into more detail than the tutorial. Mm-hmm. It was like a six series. It was a six series tutorial that I watched. Mm-hmm. And they went real in depth on things. And it was like 30 minutes each. So that helped me a whole lot to understand different parts of the game. The tutorial never tells you about. Because for me, sometimes seeing everything on the screen, I'm just like, what does that even mean? You know, is it green is good, red is bad? Okay, sure, give me all the green. You know?
Right. I mean, that there is a great video tutorial that I like how slow mm-hmm. the guy goes. He doesn't rush anything.
He doesn't.
And he knows how to play, but yet he's still taking it slow. Mm-hmm. Thought process, which I need to try to do.
Right.
It'll make the game last longer, that's for sure.
Exactly. I absolutely agree, because after I had the tutorial, I tried the quick match, where it kind of just, not throw you in, but it kind of does throw you in. It's just kind of a, here's a leader, and this is what you need to do. So, sorry about that. I'm trying to swallow that. What's going on? So, when I'm going to put the tutorial it's a four-part tutorial.
And, is it four?
Yeah, and it's by Quill18.
Oh, I thought it was six. I'm almost done.
Why are you stuck? Oh, yeah.
I thought it may be six. For some reason, I thought it was six.
I know I stopped after four because I don't think I need to see anymore, and that's probably what I'm thinking about.
Right.
So I'll put the tutorial here in the show notes. All right. And Renee.
Yep. And I finished God of War.
What?
I play pretty much hardcore.
Open up the technology tree.
Sorry.
This
there you go.
Past. Thought I was going to do that.
No, I was trying to find a link. I was trying to find a link to the playlist.
But it was fun. Uh-huh. It's a really great game.
Uh-huh.
I'm glad I focused on the main part of the story, because of course there's still tons to do.
Oh, it is six parts, by the way.
Okay.
Yep.
There's still tons to do in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Atreus redeemed himself. I didn't think he was going to be able to, but he did.
So I didn't know there was a beef with Atreus.
Oh, well, redeemed himself in my eyes. He was being a little brat.
Okay.
So, and it was just like, it was just too much, but then actually it turned out all right. I was wondering how Aaron from the Black Astronauts podcast, I was wondering how he was like, nah, he's all right. I was like, no, he's terrible. But I see how. Kind of turned it around. But it's really good. And trying to get everything done, I want to say I'm not a completist, but I think I am. A completionist.
Uh-huh. Right. Because you feel like.
I am, because there's this one thing that's undiscovered. Like, I don't even know what I'm missing. And it's pissing me off. Because I'm like, I'm missing something. But I don't know what it is.
Have you looked it up?
No.
Not yet. You're gonna try to figure it out.
I'm gonna try to do other stuff first, and then. But you know, I can't spend too much time doing this. I usually just get to play on the weekends, usually, because not only is Red Dead Redemption coming out in October, pre-orders are all set, rewards are announced. Definitely gonna pre-order it to get that warhorse.
Yep.
But also, Tomb Raider is coming out in September.
Oh, man.
That's a definite, for sure, must get. But so is Red Dead. So, I'm at a loss. Two probably long games coming out back to back.
Well, I think typically, Tomb Raider
takes less time. It does.
It's more on rails.
Yeah.
And that's, I'm not.
It is more on rails. And don't, I know you aren't.
Yeah, don't take it. That. I mean, kind of, sort of, God of War was on rails, too.
God of War is definitely on rails as far as the story.
As the story, yeah. If you stick to the storyline. So, pretty much all I think all of them, if you stick to story and you don't get distracted by side stuff.
Yeah,
then,
like, God of War won't let you in some areas until you do certain things.
Right.
But with Red Dead, you can pretty much go everywhere from the start.
Right.
Whether you should or not. There's another.
right, exactly.
But of all the three of those, Tomb Raider is definitely the most unreal.
So I told you and Kim about Red Dead Redemption today. Kim went ahead and pre-ordered hers.
I didn't even get to be in that conversation. I was too so busy at work.
And then Stephanie kicked in and said, "It's time to kick back up the old Red Dead Redemption." The first one.
Oh my gosh. That's great.
Would that be something that you would do?
I would do? Maybe. That horse riding was pretty awesome.
I remember.
That's co-op, right?
Yeah.
Is that co-op?
I
don't think it's co-op, is it? No. It's single player.
No.
I would probably definitely still play it because I kind of need to. It's been years. When did it come out? I don't even know when it came out. Years and years.
Did we have the new TV? Were we married? So it must have been. It was 2009, 2010. Okay, that's probably when it was.
Exactly. It came out in 2000. Oh no! I want the first one. 2010.
Okay. Yeah.
So we had just been married. Not that long. Oh man, that's gonna be nuts. So yeah. And I still haven't finished Horizon Zero Dawn. This is going to be insane. Having kids ruins everything.
Yeah.
But it's okay. It's all good. I'm going to get to play everything eventually.
So what did you think of Horizon Zero Dawn?
I mean, it.
I mean, the only reason I ask is that, you know, you kind of just stopped playing, and then...
Because I kind of got out of playing games at that point. But then God of War got me back in, and I want to go back to Horizon Zero Dawn if I have time.
Okay.
Because...
Well, no, Lego got you back in.
Okay, fine. Lego got me back in. And then I was playing Horizon Zero Dawn, but then God of War came out. So...
Yeah.
But God of War got me off track. But it's frustrating because I want to play more. But then I have to be a mom. You know, I took them out and played Bubbles instead of playing video games, so...
Well, I mean, you had already beat God of War, so there was no point.
There's so much to do in
God
of War.
But it was so nice outside, babe.
It was very nice.
It was very nice outside.
It was beautiful.
And Zoe... I'm afraid Zoe's getting that I don't want to leave the house bug.
She's like me. And it was nice because the little girls from down the street, they came up and... And so we just went right up to them and said, "Hey, we have Bubbles. Look, come here. And they were playing, and the girls were tumbling and doing cartwheels, and the girls tried, failed. It was hilarious. And Maya and Zoe, "Come on, let's play Dinosaur King. I'm a pterodactyl. Rah."
Well, the reason I say that, because, I mean, they get plenty of screen time.
They do. They get plenty.
And I think I don't want them to not want to go outside.
Right. Going outside, you know, is nice.
I mean, like this morning, Zoe didn't want to leave the house to go to school.
She really didn't. She was not wanting to
She was
go.
Like,
I want to stay home with someone.
I'm going to stay home, and I'm not eating breakfast, because she thinks that if she doesn't eat breakfast, she's not going to have to leave. I was like, nah, that's not how that works. You know, you'll go to school, and they'll feed you at school, you know? But yeah, kid is crazy. Kid is crazy.
Yeah. So I need to make sure that she gets out, and I don't need to give her the option of saying, "Hey, Zoe, do you want to stay here?" Because she'll always say yeah. Like, I would say yes.
Yeah, because I mean,
if someone asked me, my answer would always be yes.
Yeah, I mean, because she's like, "Hey, I get my iPad. I get to do all this other stuff. You know, amazing. We're good."
Yeah. So I have those games coming up, but your latest fling. Tell me about your latest fling.
All right, so let's talk about how this all started, okay? We're going to go back to the beginning, all right? Well, you know what?
All right, take me
this
back.
Let me rephrase. So, while we were shopping at Aldi, there was a Father's Day sale coming up this week, I believe. Was it this week or next week? I don't know. It's 1 week.
I can't remember.
And they had a turntable in there, okay? You know, a record player. And Renee was like, oh, man, we can get you that for, you know, Father's Day. Mm-hmm. Lo and behold, I have been thinking about this for some years, but I never really said anything. When we bought your dad the Ion record player for Christmas, you remember that?
Yeah.
Yes, a newbie. 0123. This is live.
And boo.
So, and boo.
A
so.
Newbie. I like a newbie, though.
Yeah.
Wave if you. Hello.
But anyway. So, I think I'm hoping I'm not going to have to. Anyway. So, when we got your dad the Ion, that's when I kind of started thinking about it. And that was a few years back because he wanted to convert his albums to digital.
Right. So you were thinking about it quietly.
Yeah. So I had been thinking about it. You know, the research I did, and every now and then I was like,
that's odd of you. Usually word vomit all your thoughts. So.
No, I don't. I mean, I don't really. So we, when you had said that, I was like, oh, okay. And I knew that the suitcase turntables aren't really that great. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
So they potentially can, damage records.
Okay.
It's just not a good thing. They're cheaply made and everything else. Mm-hmm. Not saying anything bad about what you guys were doing. So I was like, you know what? Let me just look and see what's out there, you know? And so I got on Facebook Market and Marketplace, and there was somebody locally that was selling Audio Technica LP120, which is absolutely robust, amazing turntable. The thing is like 25 pounds and it's like,
wow,
all metal.
Crazy.
And it has like the counterweight, the skate guard and all that other stuff. You could upgrade the parts. You can put a new counterweight on it, put a new cartridge on it to, you know, for the stylus and stuff. You can change out the mats and stuff like that for the turntable to give you a better sound. Like if you use a quart mat, it can enhance the bass on a album. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I went ahead and the guy was selling it for like $200. Okay. And when I looked at his profile, well, one thing that Facebook Marketplace does is it kind of says, oh, this is the dude. You're in these groups together. He's also a member of these groups, you know, the whole social media thing. Mm-hmm. And I looked and I was like, oh, he's in a couple of bourbon groups that I'm in. Right?
So you started to scheme?
No, I didn't start scheming. And so
Not scheming, not planning.
Well, I guess so. It was more so that's when the whole negotiation stuff comes in. Mm-hmm. You know, with bourbon, somebody's usually always looking for a bottle of something. Okay?
Right.
And a lot of times there are bottles that you see, if you see it, if it's on the shelf and it's retail, you grab it. Okay. And so I was talking to him about, you know, the turntable, and I was kind of like, yeah, my wife and kids were thinking about getting me a turntable for for Father's Day. I'm new to it. See, you like bourbon, you know, what bourbons do you like? You know, would you be up for some trades and stuff like that? He was like, I'm up for reasonable offers. And I was kind of like, so why are you getting rid of the turntable? He was like, oh, I upgraded. And I was like, oh, so this is just sitting in a box somewhere collecting dust, and he just wants to kind of recoup some money from the upgrade, you know. And he told me what he upgraded to, and I was like, wow. I was a little jealous, but it's fine. And so I was like, all right, so here's the deal. He told me the bottles he wanted, and I was like, so I have one of those bottles. We call it the bunker. In my bunker, I have a bottle bunker.
Y'all call it a bunker?
Yeah, we have a bottle bunker.
That's awesome.
So I was like, I have one. And then I had another bottle that I was going to offer up, but he had already gotten it. So I knew a friend that I had kind of played a joke on with an empty bottle. Mm-hmm. And I kind of felt bad, which was Jodeci.
Yes.
And I was like, I had two bottles. And so I had two bottles bunkered. And I'm opening up one. I'm opening up one bottle on my birthday.
Right.
Okay, which is this bottle that, you know, you guys know or may not know. So it's this bottle that I am.
To me.
Yeah. So it's that bottle that Renee's showing. It's like it's glass. It's a nice decanter, acrylic top and stuff like that. So I had two of those. So my plan was to open one on my birthday and not care how much of it was drank that night. You know what I'm saying? Because I was going to have one here for myself.
Right.
But now, I'm down to one bottle because I sold that one bottle to Jodeci.
Okay.
And I traded him an ETL, Elmer T. Lee. So that kind of worked out. So all in all, the turntable itself, brand new, and this turntable is only 3 months old.
Okay.
The turntable brand new is $300. So, you know.
So, of course, you know I have my... I don't want to say doubts. More
you can
like
have your doubts. I don't care. I honestly don't.
I know you don't care. I don't care.
Just
I know you don't care. But
don't hold punches, Renee.
I'm not holding punches. It's just
so. Go ahead, say it.
It's just that you have a tendency to get into things that you are hot and heavy into, and then you don't come back to often, if ever.
This is music, though.
Yes, but it's not like this is your only outlet for music.
All right, but this is a different type of music. This is, so you got to understand, with an album, okay?
Mm-hmm.
A LP. So my plan, when I go to listen to an LP, I'm going to listen to the whole side. I'm not just going to go in, oh, I just want to listen to this one song because I want to hear it.
Right.
I'm going to listen to the whole album, you know, and I'm going to drop that needle. I'm going to have me some drinks back here. That's why I'm trying to get stuff cleared out.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I grew up with vinyl playing at my
right,
household.
Right. I mean, I did too. I'm going to be just like my dad. I mean, I called my dad and was like, you still have your albums.
All right. I tend to poo-poo.
I mean, I'm just used to
your new efforts.
But
used to me poo.
Yeah. So let's go through. Okay. You know what? Since this is up and we being real, let's go through hot and heavy stuff Jay's been through, and let Jay defend himself if he can. Go ahead and say Warhammer. All right. So Warhammer. Yes. We talked about this before. This was when a time that I missed out on playing Warhammer in the early 2000s. I did go hot and heavy with Dark Angels. Then I went over to Orcs and now Salamanders. Okay. So with Dark Angels, I sold everything of my Dark Angels aside from the first ones I painted because those were the first Marines that I painted. With the Orcs, they will probably be moved here pretty soon to someone that will greatly appreciate them more than me. And the reason I played the Orcs two or three times, and I found myself because two Orcs equals one Marine, okay? So what I found is that I didn't like the Horde style of playing. Like, right. When I would play, I'm moving so many pieces where it's to the point where it's aggravating. Mm-hmm. Okay. And it really, really irritated me. And it made it. And it made it really. Sorry, the girls are here. And it made it really, really hard for me to play. It just was not fun. They're fun to play. You get to do some crazy stuff. Like, I ran demons over with my truck. And that stuff was kind of fun. You know? And then I remember...
continue to finish.
I can pause, too. And I talk about something else. So I'm gonna take a moment while Renee takes with the girls. So I'm gonna switch gears, and I'm really excited. Like we're listening to Pretty Lights right now. Okay, this is one of the reasons with the vinyl. Pretty Lights also sells a lot of his stuff on vinyl, and a lot of the music that Pretty Lights does, he samples from vinyls that he finds in like record stores, like these obscure vinyls that no one may remember or not. And he samples from that. He samples those vinyls. And so that's kind of one of the things I want to do. I want to, you know, like I went back and I listened to Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon. And I forgot how amazing that album is. And this was just digital. This was just listening on Google Play. And I was kind of like, man, I can't wait to sit down with an album and listen to Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon. So, as I was saying, switching back into gear here, Oryx got on my nerves. They were fun to play, but it was just too much. It was just way too much. And then, at that time, I was like, man, I really wish that 40K had black people. Because all the pictures I've seen were like white dudes and stuff like that. And then someone was like, Jay, you didn't know there was a chapter of the Space Marines that are called salamanders because their skin is like obsidian because they live in the land of lava and they love fire and they just burn shit up. And I was like, you have to be kidding me. And I was like, no, you know, they're pretty much black guys, and they are one of two respected chapters in Space Marines, because the salamanders, they live amongst the people. Okay, so Space Marines are like warriors, are like holy warriors for the Emperor. Okay, and some of those Space Marines, when they become part of that chapter, they don't live amongst the people anymore. Okay, salamanders, they still lived amongst the people. They still walked amongst the people. They didn't think that they were better than the people, you know. So that spoke a lot to me, you know. And I was like, oh, hell yeah. And so that's when I really jumped in deep on the Space Marines. So one, I'm keeping the Space Marines. I mean, the salamanders. That's not going anywhere.
Okay.
Orcs are gone. The towel is gone. Well, Orcs will be gone. I sold the towel this past week. So I'm still not selling all that off.
Okay.
Now, the individual games, like... Okay. That's that. So, yeah. Anyway.
Hot Wheels.
Yeah. Hot Wheels. The girls are going to play with those.
I love how you couldn't even defend that.
Defend that one.
Hot Wheels.
I mean, even till today.
I still check for Hot Wheels.
I did when we went to Walmart the last time to get the flowers. And I was like, oh, shit. They got the Zenmark collectibles out. So the thing with the Hot Wheels, though, them things are like 94 cents. If that.
But if you buy 100 of them.
Yeah.
That's $100.
Right. Which is like $100 for Space Marines.
But that's a lot of money.
$100 for Space Marines is like.
But still, that's a lot of money.
Okay. But.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, just because the 94 cent doesn't right. make a hobby cheap.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
That's all I'm saying.
Now let's go.
Dehydrator.
All right, so let's talk about where the funds come from for this.
Okay, I just want to make sure
for our listeners to know.
Okay, I don't that know why this doesn't that they didn't know, but
that this doesn't pull continue. From our livelihood, right?
Yes, it does not pull from our livelihood.
Okay, all right, I just want to make
We're
sure
not
this
starving, not. So they can get a 94 cent.
All right, meal. So dehydrator. Now, on the dehydrator. I got the dehydrator before I got my lap band. And I was trying to lose weight.
You got it for the jerky.
I got it for the jerky, but I also got it to lose weight. Because I know that's what, you know, I could probably try to lose weight that way. So that's why I got the dehydrator and I got the lap band. And at that point, I knew that I could not have jerky like I used to. So that was a lap band situation. And for the mere fact, I sold that damn dehydrator and that money.
It doesn't matter.
No,
I'm not
but
saying,
I'm saying.
Okay.
No, I'm saying.
I'm just saying.
I sold the dehydrator and that went to our fund.
I'm just saying you get into toys.
That was a toy.
And you get all into it and then you drop it off.
Okay.
Smoker, I'm not saying the smoker is in this yet.
No, smoker's not
yet.
In it. It's not in it.
It will be if
no.
eventually.
Okay, one.
What?
Smoker takes time. And where's my damn time right now? Where's my time?
Yeah.
Where's my time?
I mean,
I'm working at Westport and I'm working at work.
Yeah.
So the smoker has to be fed.
And you're busy over here like trying to sell everything in the world, so you don't have time to
smoke. Right. I mean, the smoker thing, yeah. I mean, I want to smoke. I want to do stuff in the smoker, but right now I can't.
Yeah. No. It's fine.
But the smoker's not going
to fall.
Smoker's not going to fall in that.
Okay.
That right there, I can tell you.
It's more so you get really hot and heavy into something. It's not necessarily always you buy something and then it goes away. Like, you were really into photography for, like, hot and heavy for, like, months. Like, you were watching YouTube videos.
I still watch YouTube videos.
But it was a constant thing. You were constantly testing out new lenses. You're constantly
doing
new stuff.
Well,
but now it's kind of like the alphabet. I'm not saying you don't
okay,
still
so,
love photography. You do.
So photography
is not going anywhere.
Well, for photography, I mean, well, you know what stopped that?
Yeah.
I mean, mom. I stopped when mom stopped going through the stuff.
Okay. Right.
I mean, to be perfectly honest, that's when I canceled my Photoshop stuff. And so when we stopped recording here at Valentine Cast until I took the shoots with Danielle.
Right.
That's what that was.
Okay.
So I'm still into photography and stuff like that. But, you know, I did the photographs in February for Westport. Like, if you go to westportwhiskeyandwine.com, go check out the photographs that I did there.
I know you're still doing photography. I'm just saying the constant research. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's just a thing. Now, I need you to tell me
right.
things I've been in hot and heavy, and I don't do anymore.
I mean, you already know you don't do the game stuff.
I mean, but I'm starting playing games again.
Right. But, you know, I mean, I just knew. See, I knew from my end that, I mean, there were some things going on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And you do, but you do tend to like new and shiny.
I like new and shiny, but I usually don't drive with new and shiny.
Ooh. Awesome to have.
Yeah,
You're an early adopter.
No, I'm not.
You're not?
I am not. I did that when I was younger.
Not so much anymore.
Not anymore because...
I used to be one too.
Because I do not have time to be fiddling with some stuff to break, you know? So, So yeah, I mean,
I'm not saying it's bad that you do this. It's just
I mean, I know what you're saying. I wouldn't get out there.
It makes me smile more than anything. It's like, oh, here goes Jay. But then,
the Instapot, Instapot was one.
Yeah, I don't do the Instapot as much as I used to.
No. I'm talking about for me. I mean, the Instapot was a hot and heavy for me.
Yeah.
And then you kind of took it over, and you were like, oh, this thing is amazing.
Yeah, I haven't done it in a while though, but.
Oh, yeah, you did. You did it like 2 weeks ago.
Oh,
before we left. Okay. So what hot and heavy has been good?
I'm not saying it's bad. Nothing has been bad. There is no hot and heavy that's bad.
I will say one of the things that I wish that kind of makes me sad a little bit, and I kind of hold on to them, is like all the cooperative games that I have.
Yes, that's why I'm not going to, like, those games in there, I don't consider that hot and heavy.
Yeah.
That's just a thing that will always be for you.
And it makes me,
as a constant.
I just kind of wish that I had people to play them with.
Yeah. you never asked me to play.
Well, a lot of them, they require more than two people. You know, it's better with three to four people.
You need to ask people.
But then people have to come over here, and I have to be like, Renee, we have to clean up. We have to clean up and stuff.
True.
So, and then, like, if it was, like, tonight, if they were over here playing, you know, we have Maya who needs to get into bed right now. And so we would have this situation where the girls keep coming out. And it's kind of like, get out of here. We're trying to play with adults.
I don't understand how people who have kids podcast. I've said this before and I'm going to say this again. How do you have little kids and podcast? All right. Why don't you say hi to everybody? Say hi, everybody. What's your name?
Maya.
Maya, why are you up? Why are you up, Maya?
We gotta have school today, and we gotta go in the gym tomorrow.
Okay. Well, that means you need to get in bed, right? So you can get a good night rest?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So why are you up, Maya?
Because
why?
Because.
Why are you up?
Why are you up, Maya?
I got to put my shoes on, then I get up.
Okay.
You put your shoes on?
So,
then I got up.
So I have to.
Go back to bed now? Thank you.
So,
I'll be in there a little bit later. Go on. Good night.
So I have to say, and I think Nikki and Clark they may get a kick out of it. I'm not sure.
What about?
No, when we were driving back from Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
And how they were like, we're not stopping. When we got into Nashville, they thought we were going to be seeing Nikki. They wanted to see Nikki and Clark.
Oh, yes. They thought they were stopping.
They thought they were going to see Nikki and Clark.
Oh, my goodness. It was when so cute. They really thought we were going to stop. And I'm like,
No, they don't live here anymore.
They don't live here anymore. They don't. Like, they were just like.
Yeah.
Like, what?
So that was pretty cool. That was pretty cool. I mean, I was like, oh, man, they remember everything.
They do.
You know,
they remember too much.
Yeah.
Way too much.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
But, yeah.
But, yeah. So, that was kind of cool.
But, yeah. But I love that you are so into things because you're into me. You're into me like you're into your things. I like that.
Don't try cleaning it up now, babe.
I mean, it is what it is.
But what's funny though?
You are who you are.
What's funny though?
Yes.
The Hot Wheels one was great.
Because look, that's the one that you had to give me. You're like, all right.
Yeah,
Hot Wheels.
So you have to understand why though.
Why?
So the Gasland / Hot Wheels game. That, reading through that, I actually felt, you're going to laugh, I actually felt halfway normal enough after Mom died that I could go out and play games with people.
Oh, that's sweet.
So.
I love that.
While, yes, I collected a bunch of Hot Wheels.
in a very short amount of time.
In a very, well, you have to admit, was, some of that too was from that auction I won from the Goodwill. So
it was a box. And I was like, why is this box so heavy?
They're like 25 pounds of Hot Wheels.
Now
I did split that with Travis, and we were kind of like, okay, we had it figured out. It was like, okay, we should get like 200. We should almost get like 300 cars because each Hot Wheel weighs this amount, and we divided it up.
It was more than that.
I can't remember, man.
Now, there have been things I've been hot and heavy into before, like before I even met you.
Right, what's that?
I collected My Little Ponies.
Okay.
Like, the old school My Little Ponies. I had a lot of them.
Oh, she did a lot of eBay stuff for them, didn't you?
A lot of eBay stuff.
Yeah.
So I was hot and heavy into that.
See.
So there has been stuff.
So you have to understand, too. So in my first marriage, I got married at 21. Mm-hmm. We didn't have a lot of money.
Right.
Okay. So, I was making $5.25 an hour when we got married.
Right.
And I was working another job. I was working two jobs. And she became pregnant with Brianna, right. You know, shortly after we got married. And you have to understand that I never had a moment where I could be hot and heavy or I could have a hobby. You know, like she told you. When we got married, I had like 300 CDs. Mm-hmm. You know, I had a CD collection. And I ended up having to sell that off because we needed money for rent.
Right.
You know? And so, you know, and then too, it was secular music. And that's when I was in my, you know, godly days. So I sold it off, you know, to help pay for rent. So, I mean, I did have a small collection of comic books also that I ended up selling off. That I had gotten before we had gotten married. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I never got a chance to really... I never got a chance, one, to be a dink.
Right.
Okay? Never got a chance to just be, you know, hot and heavy into something. So...
Well, now you get your chance.
So, now every now and then I do get the hankering for it. But then I think what's going on is that I think... And where I am in life right now, that I know whiskey is a hobby of mine. Mm-hmm. Okay. Photography is a hobby of mine. There are like things that I know that are straight on hobbies that I'm going to do no matter what. That's going to be photography. That's going to be my whiskey. And I love music.
Right.
Okay.
Those things will always be there.
They're always going to be there. And... Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to be back here every night listening to an album.
No.
You know.
That's going to be something that's going to be a slow burn.
Right. It's going to be a slow burn. It's going to be like, you know what? I'm going to go to the back. Because sometimes, because I'm working at Westport, I just want to hang with you and we got TV to watch. And that was a hot and heavy right there too.
What?
Drone. I mean, I'll still fly him and stuff
that. I consider that.
I mean, I'll still fly him.
Yeah.
I mean.
My current hot and heavy is coloring with markers.
But you're doing that every night, though.
No, not every night.
You're doing it almost every night.
Yeah. I'm doing it pretty often.
Yeah.
But so. Then one day, I might not anymore. And then you can say, hey, that was a thing. And I'd be like, that was my thing.
But I think you've done it enough where it wouldn't count. I mean, in my mind, at least.
You're thinking...
Oh, I'm thinking like Hot Wheels.
Okay, you think short-term things when you think that.
Yeah, well, there's Hot Wheels. Mm-hmm. The Tau Army from 40K, that was a hot and heavy, okay? And then some of the things that I sold, that I sold this past week, which was like some of the Warhammer stuff, like some of the one-off games.
Right.
Some of that was hot and heavy because I specifically told myself, do not buy this. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But on the plus side is that I was able to get enough discount where I didn't lose that much money because all I did, I mean, it felt embarrassing. Not embarrassing.
Really? It shouldn't.
But no. So what it was is that when I was listing them on Facebook to sell, mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, I have this for sale. All I did was open it up, read the rule book, and put it back up. There was like, read, and then by the fifth one, I was like, you know the whole story. Read the rule book. Apparently, I must like it because I can't find the rule book now. So, you know, I couldn't find the rule book because apparently I either liked it or something, and I can't find it, you know, but it's all getting.
Yeah, it's fine. I love that you're into things.
Yeah.
At least you're not, like, not into anything.
But yeah, so turntable leads to counseling session on the Valentine, with the Valentine. Well, it just kind of lets you know a little bit in our lives. I mean, we just regular old people.
We are rich. We are way regular people.
Yeah, and if you like us, send us an email.
Yeah.
You can You can do that at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at valentinecast.com. The podcast Twitter feed is ValentineCast. The Facebook page is
Facebook.com/ValentineCast.
Video can be seen at
YouTube.com/ValentineCast. This and previous episodes. My Twitter feed is The Ice Flow, and Jay's Twitter feed is The Cowboy. That's T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-I.
Why don't you go out there to Amazon and pick up Nicky Moore's book?
Please do.
And the link is in the show note. Also, if you need to get a logo done or any other commission work done, check out Keylography Inc. at keylographyinc.com. Outro and intro music is done by Pretty Lights, as well as the bed music. Yes, we did not do Would You Rather tonight. Reason being is that we spent enough time having a counseling session about my hot heavy.
No, it was.
It wasn't a counseling. I'm just joking.
It was an intervention. No, not even close. It's not like, now, if it was a problem, I would have brought it to you in serious.
I know you would have.
Off of the show.
I mean, if you did it on the show, that's fine. I mean, it's not going to make me feel any certain way. I mean, you called me out on the show a couple of times.
I have called you out, but you called me out. So.
Yeah. I mean, it's what we do.
What place better to do it than in public in front of tens of people?
I hate you so much. Ones of people.
Ones of people. That's pretty much what it's like, ones of people's.
And we love you ones and tens. We love you all for supporting us.
Ones and tens are the best.
But you guys have a great week. We'll see you next Monday. Bye now.
Bye, everybody.
You want to say bye, Maya?
Boop, 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 boop.